We meet so many people, and you know, so sometimes we meet people who are not devotees also, but they are really
everybody. We must say everybody we meet is non-devotees.
But still, some of them you meet and they're really nice at heart and nice, kind people also.
Many good people.
Yeah, many good people. And you meet devotees, kanishtas, or who just chant and Vishayi Vaishnavas. And so, you know, we feel that, okay, these people are Vishayi Vaishnavas rather. So who should we associate more with? Kind, non-devotees or non-devotees who are Vishayi? Or Vishayi Vaishnavas. You know, it's like, you know.
Well, the thing is, the one who has equal vision, Pandita Samadarshanaha, he sees that first of all, he sees that every human being is a devotee.
Okay.
Some are aware of it. Covered devotees and uncovered devotees. So the so-called materialistic person that's covered by hankar and absorbed in sense gratification without any interest in a goal of life, simply enjoying his body, and he's in Maya. So he's actually called a Vishayi. One who's enjoying his senses independently of God is called a Vishayi. Yeah. This is the term, Vishayi. Vishayi means object. Yeah. Vishayi means the sense of Ashray and Vishayi. Ashray is shelter and Vishayi is object. Subject. So your question is, who's better, a materialist or a devotee who is materially inclined? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Asat Sangha Tyaga Vaishnavachar. Said, a Vaishnava, there should be rules of conduct. There's rules of conduct for every order of society. There's rules of conduct for a married wife. And if she's not acting that way, then the husband will say, oh, you're not acting according to the rules of conduct. There's rules of conduct for a student in school. He comes in with his shorts on and no shirt.
Yeah.
You know, the principals say, you can't walk around with shorts and no shirt. Get out, man. We have a uniform. Some schools have a uniform.
Yeah.
It's called dress code or conduct of dress. So the rules of conduct. So a Vaishnavachar. Vaishnavachar means the rules of conduct. How a Vaishnava should conduct his activities, organize his life, or behave and interact in the social milieu. So Lord Chaitanya is giving us an idea here that asat sangha tyag. Asat sangha tyag. Tyag means to renounce or to give up or to shun or to avoid. Tyag, to shun, to avoid, to renounce, to give up. Asat sangha. Sangha means association with the asat. So someone who's a materialist, he has no interest in a sat. Sat means Krishna. Satchidananda Krishna. Ishvara Paramah Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. He's not doing any Govinda Bhajan. He's 100% 24 hours a day in Bhog. He's a Bhog Vishayi. He's a materialist. He's enjoying woman. He's enjoying everything he's enjoying, moment to moment, 24 hours, Chobis Ganta Vishayi. So there's no Govinda Bhajan. Govinda Madi Purusham, Tamaham Bhajami. Bhajami means Bhajan. Now you're trying to compare him to a devotee, someone who's taken Vaishnava Diksha, and he may be Kanishta, terms are used, Prakrita Bhakta. Or usually they say Prakrita Bhakta. I don't know about you are using the term Vishayi. Devotee, I haven't heard that term. Yeah, maybe Vishayi Bhakta. There's two terms. Maybe that's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's Prakrita Bhakta and I think Vishayi Bhakta. And Prakrita means Prakriti or Prakrit. That his bhakti or his devotion is mixed with non-devotion. So his devotion, which is service, is mixed with bhog, which is enjoyment. So that's Prakriti. Para and apara. Para Prakriti and Prakriti. So apara prakriti is transcendental energy, spiritual energy, seva. And prakriti is material energy, which is bhog primarily. So according to Lord Chaitanya's edict, or his standard, the best association is any kind of bhakta. Kanishta bhakta or kanishta adhikari Vaishnava or madhyam adhikari Vaishnava or uttam adhikari. Because there is some Krishna there. There's some sat there. Mm-hmm. So what we can see in a devotee, we may see a Prakrita Bhakta or Vishayi Bhakta who's involved in sense gratification. So following Lord Chaitanya's order, we should reject that part. Reject whatever is asat in that devotee. Mm-hmm. Don't accept that. Don't look at that. Don't evaluate that. Don't mix with that. Don't associate that with that aspect of his conduct or behavior. His achar. Achar means his behavior or conduct. But, so reject that, but accept. So it's sankalpa, vikalpa. Sankalpa is acceptance, vikalpa is rejection. So accept the part that's good. You know, accept the good part, which is the sat aspect. So it's asat sanga tyag. So that's the good thing about even a Prakrita Bhakta or Kanishta Bhakta, is that he's worshipping, he's doing Govinda Bhajan. Chanting rounds and attending Artik, doing Deity Puja, whatever, studying Bhagavatam, he's taking Vaishnava Diksha, he's worthy of respect. And on that level, on the level of Bhajan, then he's desirable association. I remember one devotee was saying that when we were on Sankirtan, that after being all day, we would go different places together and divide our team, our Sankirtan team. We'd get dropped off in different places, one by one. So be one devotee left somewhere in a neighborhood. Now you go door to door and try to sell these books, and then we'll pick you up in 6-8 hours with the van. Mm-hmm. And dropping here and there. So 6 or 8 hours, the devotee's going door to door, meeting so many materialistic people hearing all so many funny nonsense talks. So this devotee's statement was, I realized after being with the karmis all day and trying to preach and be with them, I realized that I would like to be with any devotee. Any kind of devotee is, because at least if I'm with any kind of devotee, I can say something about Krishna and say, yes. He may be Prakrita and may be involved with some sense gratification here and there, but the heart of a devotee means, what is the meaning of a devotee? Even you say Prakrita Bhakta. Well, Bhakta is there. Yeah. So then what do we mean by Bhakta? Bhakta means someone who is Sharanagati. He has Samarpan. He has Atma Sharanagata. His self, on some level, he surrendered and accepted Krishna. My Ishtadeva is Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Radha and Krishna. And I'm trying to do Govinda Bhajan. I'm trying to worship them. Okay, I want a lot of nice, comfortable, fancy, tasty things of this world. And I have to be honest with myself, so I engage in all these things. But I also want to love Krishna, and I also want to serve Krishna eternally. So there's some mixture there, but we leave the bad and take the good. Niti Shastra Chanaka Pandit advises us that if we find gold in a filthy place, we should leave the filth and take the gold. Oh, this gold is sitting in some dog stool. Look at that big gold ring there, a diamond set in a gold ring, but it's some dog stool. I don't want to touch it. No, take the ring, wash off the dog stool, and keep the ring. So ignore and neglect and don't pay attention to the asat that you see in a neophyte devotee, but magnify and enhance and increase the good. So this Sankirtan devotee was saying, he said, I realize after being with materialists all day, I realize the value of any devotee, and I realized that if I was on an ocean liner and that ocean liner got sunk, like the Titanic, if it crashed and got sunk, and I was stranded on an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, stranded means all by myself, the sole survivor of that boat, ocean liner, then some bhakta just washed up on the shore, Prakrita Bhakta, I would be the happiest man in the universe to have some other human being to talk to. Some other human being to share. Oh, remember, you know the story in the Krishna book about Krishna killing Shishupal or this or that? Oh, yeah, and then, because as soon as if someone's a bhakta, if you start talking about Krishna, they'll be happy. They'll be enlivened, and they'll say, well, that reminds me. Or if you have the same guru, he's a disciple of Prabhupada, and you're a disciple of Prabhupada. Remember Prabhupada came to San Diego for this festival in Balboa Park. He said, oh yeah, remember Prabhupada led this kirtan. So where is the Prakrita? There's nothing there. So if I had my choice, I had my choice to be with any materialist, so-called good man. He's a gentleman. He's very courteous. Yeah. He's very helpful. Even he's a vegetarian. Yeah. You know, he's a pure vegetarian. Yeah. And, you know, he helps. He gives donations to protect animals. Yeah. And, you know, he gives money to the widows. And he feeds, he buys Girl Scout cookies. And he's a real nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's really nice. And he's, you know, he's very friendly. And he gives money here and there to his relatives. I would say, forget it. Throw that guy in a trash can. I would take any, and even if he's my cousin or my uncle or my brother, or whatever, mm-hmm. I would choose any bhakta from any place, an African bhakta, Russian, any kind of bhakta. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have his association than a non-devotee. So this is the answer to the question. Mm-hmm. There's no, so you said, if I have a choice between associating with a good materialist or a bad devotee, is basically what you're saying, what's better? And my answer is, there's no such thing as a good materialist. All materialists are bad. And all their good qualities are so-called, you know, they're just, as it says in the Bhagavatam, it's just mana retena. So they're just driving on the chariot of the mind, because so-called materialistic people, they can be good today and bad tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They can change in a second, become vipers. They can be like swans and angels now, but if something happens or you step on their toes, they can poison you. Yeah. Because they're not grounded in self-realization. Mm-hmm. This point you're saying about whether I should associate with them, good materialist or a bad neophyte devotee, and any time I'd want to associate with devotee, because you can share Krishna consciousness. Devotee means he's devoted, he believes in Krishna. And the other thing is, if he's a devotee and there's any kind of sincerity in his heart, then he's going to come to a good position. He's going to become you know, properly situated. This question, so we'd rather associate with the neophyte devotee, because eventually bhakti is so powerful, because even a drop of bhakti is transcendental. Mm-hmm. Well, a materialist may have an ocean of good qualities, mm-hmm. and be very gentle and kind and loving and caring and courteous and mannerly and respectful and all these good things, and these are good qualities, no doubt, and we appreciate that and we can be grateful for that. Mm-hmm. But as far as associating with, mixing with and hearing from, they'll never say anything about Krishna. And moreover, if you say something about Krishna, they may say, what is this Krishna? They're nice people, but they're very opinionated and often bigoted. And they don't like Krishna, even though, so then it becomes not very favorable or anukul for bhakti, bhakti anukul. Whereas a devotee, he may be neophyte now, but this means he's going to be neophyte forever. Mm-hmm. If you see someone who's sick and you say, oh, you're sick, you're just useless, you're just lazy, lying in a bed all the time taking medicines and and dripping and this and that, you know. So I don't want to play with you. You're worthless. You can't do anything. No, will I be worthless forever? I'll be cured, and I'll leave this hospital bed, and I'll be healthy, and I can play and jump and run and do so many things. So the same with a neophyte devotee. He'll be healthy. He'll go through anartha nivritti, and then he'll come to nishta. He'll become very steady and very staunch and very good association, and then he'll rise to ruchi and then sakti, bhava and prema, because bhakti is progressive. Bhakti increases. Whereas a guy who has good qualities, he'll just have good qualities at the age of 30 and now 60, be 60 years old and have good qualities, and then die, and then maybe if he ate animals or something, become an animal, a good animal. And Bhagavatam is saying that actually, if there's no Krishna there in the person, if there's no drop of bhakti, then all his qualities are worthless. Because what happens is all the good qualities of Krishna and his devotees, they manifest in someone who renders bhakti. But according to Bhagavatam, the non-devotee actually has no good qualities. That's what Prabhupada would say. They actually have no good qualities. You're seeing them as good qualities, but and in other words, anything disconnected with, not connected with Krishna is bad. Anything connected with Krishna is good. Mm-hmm. Like murder is bad. For example, if I go out and murder somebody and rob the bank, that's bad. But if the government enlists me in the army, they say, okay, here's a gun. Now we're fighting Pakistan. Now you have to go there and fight in Kargil. Mm-hmm. And I go there and I shoot 50 guys, the enemy soldiers. I murder them. Mm-hmm. But now I'll get a big award from the government and big money and a retirement fee. Oh, this, that, the other thing. Same thing. So if my murder is connected with the will of the state, with the will of the government, and I'm working as a government worker, I can murder like crazy. The more I murder, the more I'll get benefit. But if I murder on my own account, I go to jail and get the electric chair. I get killed. Eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. So the devotees, you know, whatever they're doing is for Krishna, is connected with Krishna. So therefore everything, all their actions and all their qualities are ultimately connected with God, so they're good. And whereas a materialist, all his actions and all his qualities are just connected with Maya, so therefore they're bad. Because the definition of good is something connected with Krishna. Definition of bad is something disconnected with Krishna. Mm-hmm. If you want to say that. Mm-hmm. So like murder is good if it's connected with the government. But it's bad if connected with your own whim, your own personal whims. So qualities, you have so-called good qualities, but they're disconnected with Krishna. They're not good qualities, they're bad. But if you have good qualities and are connected with Krishna, well, all the better. And this is what this Bhagavatam verse is saying, that he has no good qualities. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana savergunais tatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manoratena sati dhavato bahi. This is 5th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 18, verse 12. One who renders pure, unflinching devotional service, in other words, the kinchana bhakti, in other words, no material desires, then it says sarvagune, sarvaguna samasti sura, saverganais tatra samasate sura. Says sarvagun, all the qualities, sama, sura, there's asura and sura. Sura means devatas. He gets qualities, all the good qualities equal to a demigod. So someone who renders unflinching devotional service to Krishna, which is free from material attachments, Krishna and all the saintly devotees enter his heart along with all their exalted qualities. It's an interesting translation. So that when you're worshipping Krishna, then Krishna comes in your heart, and Krishna has all good qualities. And then you're worshipping your guru, so all, the guru comes in your heart and you get all the qualities of the guru. And that's also explained in Padma Purana. It's talking about, and I quote that in my Art of Chanting, if you meditate on a great soul, and on his good qualities, and 1/6 of his good qualities come into you. And the converse is also true. If you meditate on the bad qualities, oh, this guy, why is he so envious and this, that, he's so angry, then that portion of those bad things come into you. So it's reactionary. Our thinking is reactionary. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This is physics. What goes up must come down. So if you meditate on a good person and absorb yourself in their good activities and good deeds and feelings, then that comes back to you. Because your thoughts are going in that direction, then it comes back. If you meditate, talk about, think about, and comment on the bad qualities or bad actions of some devotee or anybody, then that's your action. Then your reaction is it rebounds and it comes into you. And you become an embodiment of the very bad qualities which you're pointing out in somebody else. You become envious, you become a fault finder. Oh, this guy is so envious of devotees, he's always fault finding. Mm-hmm. And then you end up becoming envious of devotees and become a fault finder. This is a very interesting dynamics. However, he who has no devotion to Sri Bhagavan Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is devoid of good qualities because he's engaged by mental concoction in the service of Maya, which is the external feature of the Lord. Mano retain asati dhavato. Mano retain asat. Right here, the word is there, asati. Mano means mind. Rath means chariot. Rathyatra, Jagannath Rathyatra. Jagai Jagannath Swami ki. So mano retain asati dhavato bahi. Dha davata means running, bahi, externally. So he has all these good qualities, but all these good qualities of the so-called good, courteous, materialistic person are simply connected to Maya. So they're actually bad qualities. They're murderous qualities. They actually don't lead to any good. He just gets some recognition in society. He gets a pat on the back. People say he's a nice guy. But they say nice guys finish last. They have a phrase in English, America. Nice guys finish last. So he's a nice guy in terms of material society. He's very so-called dignified and cultured and well-behaved gentleman. And he's going to hell. Or he's becoming an animal or a dog or a pig because he eats meat. Or he may eat meat and drink and do all kinds of things, but he's a gentleman. And refined and respectful and courteous and kind and generous and charitable. But he's going to be a dog in his next life or a pig because of his sinful activities. So it's a very interesting combination. So basically, materialists are to be avoided. Manoratenasati. Manarat. That they're just traveling on the chariot of the mind. The chariot of the mind. And dhavatobahi. Dhavato means running very fast. Prabhupada said, the dog is running on four legs and the man is running on four wheels. Prabhupada said, this is a dog race. This is a dog race, anthill civilization. Dog race, anthill civilization. You know what an ant is? It crawls around the floor and after the sweets. So ants make these big skyscrapers, some kind of ants in the desert. They dig out, what they do is they dig out, they actually make underground houses. And some of them make houses, you know, externally. They dig a bunch of dirt and they make these big cones, looks like an ice cream cone. And it's like 4 feet high. There's millions of ants in there. So that's their house. It looks like it's rising from the ground like a big, you know, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 5 feet high. That story is in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. Then when Hiranyakasipu was standing on his tiptoes in Satyuga, and also Valmiki, the ants made a hill around his body. So you have to understand that Hiranyakasipu was standing on his tiptoes with his arms stretched up. You see that painting.
Yeah.
So maybe this is in Satyuga. People are very tall. They weren't like 5 feet, 6 feet. Maybe he was 10 feet, 12 feet. Who knows? So he was. So the ants made a whole hill around his, a house around his body, ate up all his body, and the soul lived inside the bones. He maintained his life air inside his bones because they could do that in Kaliyuga. I mean, Satyuga. So that was like a 10, 12 foot high anthill. And Valmiki, the word Valmiki means anthill. The word Valmiki means anthill. He was a robber or hunter or something like that. And then he was doing his austerities and, you know, whatever the story is there, Valmiki. But this word Valmiki in Sanskrit means anthill. So these anthills are rising very high to the extent of 10 or 12 feet above the ground or maybe more. And nowadays you see in pictures, National Geographic or whatever, Africa and other places, they're 4, 5, 6 feet high. So Prabhupada said this modern civilization is a dog race anthill civilization. So anthill means that everywhere they build skyscrapers and big, tall buildings rising from the ground, like in Bombay.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It's just like anthills. And then everybody's running. Everyone's running on their cars. Zoom, 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 zoom. 6 a.m., 5 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 1 a.m., 12 p.m., midnight, daytime, every time, 24 hours a day. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Everyone's running. Room, room, room. Listen, Dhavatobahi. They're just running on the external energy. Being propelled, they're running on the chariot of the mind. They're running on the chariot of the mind, people are running all over the material world and not getting anywhere. Running very fast, getting nowhere. Running very, very fast and getting nowhere. This is mano retain asati. Mano retain asat. So this is a very nice verse because this verse goes with the verse that Lord Chaitanya is saying. Asat sangatyag evaishnavachar. The same word there, asat. Asat means that which is not sat. It's not satchitananda. It's not eternal. It's temporary. It's the material energy. Illusion, maya, that which is not. That which goes away from Krishna, takes us away from Krishna, disconnects us with Krishna, devoid of Krishna. So this is the verse that kind of goes together with that. So he's engaged in it. So this verse is saying, all natural qualities, devotee, yas yasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana. Bhagavat bhakti. So someone's doing Bhagavad Bhakti, he's doing some type of service to the Lord, eventually he becomes a kinchan. Niskinchan. A kinchan or niskinchan means that neophyte, that Prakriti Bhakta, that Kanishta, if he continues to engage in bhakti of some sort with some sincerity and he gets good sadhu sangha, you know, association with good Vaishnavas, eventually he'll go up, he'll develop good qualities, he'll become courteous and kind and generous and respectful and just like the so-called good materialist, he'll become a real gentleman. He'll become a real gentleman and really cultured, but a cultured and gentle Vaishnava. And his value is much greater than any materialistic person, because everything he would do would be for the benefit of all humanity. Because his behavior is consistent. Prabhupada gives a similar, we can see Prabhupada's translation. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana saver ganais tatra samasate sura harava bhaktastya kuto mahadguna mano ratena sati dhavato bahi. Prabhupada says, 5.18.12, all the demigods in their exalted qualities such as religion, knowledge and renunciation become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. So Prabhupada is giving this translation. So this is on the one side. You have the devotee on the one side, and you have the so-called good guy on the other side. So this verse is very much answering your question. Who's better to associate with, a neophyte devotee or a good karmi, a good well-behaved karmi? On the other hand, a person devoid of bhakti or devotional service and engaged in material activities, he has no good qualities. This is the viewpoint of the Bhagavatam. So he has no good qualities. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahaguna. He says, abhakta, abhaktasya, one who's not a devotee, mahatguna, he doesn't have any good qualities. Because why? Because he's just traveling on his mind. He's a very nice and respectful person, but he's violent to other animals. Or it's like this. On the other hand, a person devoid of bhakti, even if this person is adept at the practice of mystic yoga, or he's very expert in honestly endeavoring and working to maintain his family and his relatives, still, such a so-called good materialist, he must be driven by his own mental speculations, mana retena, and must engage, and therefore, as a result, must ultimately engage in the service of maya, the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? So these are the residents of Jambudweep, offering prayers in the fifth canto. So by this standard of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this ideas given to us by Srila Prabhupada, we should choose any kind of devotee over a materialist at any time. We can appreciate whenever we see something good or good qualities, they're a spark of the splendor of Krishna's vibhuti or opulence, vibhuti matsattvam. But as far as choosing association, we can say, yes, this person is honest person, this person is courteous, he is generous. So those are good qualities, but there's no devotion. It's one thing to recognize good qualities. There are such things as good qualities. And bad qualities are explained in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What are the qualities of tamagun qualities in sattvic? So sattvic qualities are good. Tolerance, peacefulness, free from pride. These are good qualities. But if they're devoid of connection with Krishna, then it's asat. It ultimately leads to no good. So we may appreciate them, but we don't associate with those people. We rather always, at every given opportunity, associate with the most neophyte of bhaktas than the most cultured, materialistic person. We rather reject his association and neglect it and run to the association of even the most neophyte Krishna bhakta.